Welcome to The Profitable Way. I am your host, Robin Gooding, and this is a podcast for entrepreneurs looking to do good in the world while pursuing profits and living a rich life. I truly believe that the missing link to multi-passionate, heart-centered entrepreneurs is the intersection of a holistic strategy, an efficient back-end system, and the soul work that focuses on our inner world so that our outer world can flourish. My clients have quit the cubicle, moved overseas for the digital nomad life, more than doubled their income, and expanded their lives using my signature framework that integrates strategy, systems, and soul. If you're looking to clarify your strategy, structure and optimize your systems, and amplify your soul work, you are in the right place. I promise to relentlessly support you making money online, doing what you love, so that you can live your version of an epic and rich life. Hello, everyone. How are you? Thank you for being here. I am coming to you today from the sunny Mediterranean over in Europe. And I thought, what better episode to share for you this week than how I run my six-figure business from like the beach, really, when I travel. Obviously, prior to COVID, I traveled a lot more. But I have a few things that I've learned along the way that really helped me run a business while I'm away from home. And it's actually something that was harder than I expected, and which is why I wanted to share some tips with you. Because I think the idea of working from a beach with your laptop is a little bit more exciting in like the vision of it than the reality of no Wi-Fi and no outlets and heating in the sun and not being able to leave your laptop while you go swim in the sea because somebody could steal it, all the things, right? There's so many moving parts. And so I want to dive into that today. So before I go into it, what I want to say is that there are different kinds of working away from home situations, and I've done all of them. So there's sometimes the vacation where I'm actually just having my normal work schedule from a different place, right? So for example, maybe I'm going to Hawaii or Mexico and nothing is changing in my work schedule except for the fact I'm doing it in Hawaii and Mexico. Then there's vacations where I don't work at all. I'm fully unplugged. And then there's the hybrid where I'll work a certain percentage, whatever I've kind of leaned into that feels good for that vacation. So this current vacation is a hybrid, but I'm working about 20% of what I normally would. So a huge, huge break from the regular schedule, but I'm not 100% unplugged. And that's one choice, but two, I'm away for about a month. So it's a significant amount of time. And I'm still showing up. I'm still serving my clients and I'm still doing all of that work without needing to do any of the front end work really. All right. So let's dive in to my tips. Now, if you're listening and you're like, this feels so far away from me, I'm dreaming of the day when I can work from a beach and travel with my work and be able to work from anywhere, just know that it's 100% possible. Your success is inevitable and we can get you there. All right. This also used to be a pipe dream for me. And it's honestly better. The freedom that I have is better even than I expected when I was dreaming of it. So it's really, really worth the effort. It's worth the dedication, the devotion, the stretching, the discomfort. All of that is worth it for this nomadic lifestyle option. And when I travel, there's two points of it, right? So there's the prep in advance, and then there's what happens on location, so on the vacation. And I'm going to speak to both of those in this episode, but I'm going to start with the prepping in advance. So the big things I look for are time zone changes. a lot of my clients will book in advance. And so if there's time zone changes that are crazy, for example, I think there was a couple calls for this trip that were scheduled at like 1 a.m. local time. I always have to make sure that I'm looking ahead of my calendar, and any calls like that, that need to be adjusted, that we're adjusting them. Same goes for any travel days, if things need to be bumped or whatever. Some coaches will only allow their calendar to be open like 2 weeks or 3 or 4 weeks in advance. And that way they can avoid all of this. But for me, I allow my clients, I've worked with people for years and they've always had the same day and time. And so they book way in advance and it's booked for the next 6 to 12 months. And so we just have to be flexible sometimes, and they're totally understanding and amazing about it. So it's all good. We just have to look in advance and make sure that the time zones are clear, and my calendar will automatically change the time zone for me, but I need to just make sure I'm changing any appointments in advance that need to be changed. Same thing goes for communicating with clients. So if I'm taking a vacation completely unplugged, then that gets communicated in advance. In my agreements with clients, I always have a clause. Side note, this is not legal advice, but I always have a clause that allows for me to take time off during our period of time together, as long as I'm communicating that in advance, which I do. And, it's usually, you know, a week, or if it's going to be longer than a week, then it's communicated well in advance, like the start of our time together or something like that. But if it's a week, then we'll just bump their container by a week and it's all good. And we'll do whatever we need in the week before and after. So that's fine. But the communication piece is the part that's really essential. My Voxer support is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, but I have a 24-hour reply window. And so when I travel, that's okay because I can still reply within 24 hours. And that's okay. So again, another lesson here to make sure that your structure, your agreements, your container, your business in a way that gives you the flexibility for the life that you want, right? Now, I also have my systems in place so that the prep work before I ever leave is minimal, because I have my systems that work for me. But some things I do have to be conscious about doing in advance are prepping my content, right? So the batching of content, so podcast episodes, now YouTube videos, Instagram content, all of that stuff is typically batched far in advance for vacations. A little bit less in advance for normal life, if I'm being completely honest. I wish it was more, but I just get inspirational hits and sometimes everything gets bumped because I just want to talk about something else. But in general, I'm really good at batching content. So I'm never like, you know, drowning in tasks and then being like, oh my God, I've got a podcast episode due tomorrow and I don't have anything lined up. Like, that's just never a situation in my business because I have the systems in place to prevent that. But when I go on vacation, like I'm going away for a month now, I've created a month's worth of content in advance. And I did that over a period of time, so it didn't feel overwhelming. And again, because I have the systems, it didn't feel overwhelming, even if I did have like a week to do it. So that's part of the prep. Now, I have a funnel in place for people who come into my business to move through, to connect with other parts of my business automatically, and then to connect with me if they want to work together. My funnel works for me even when I don't work. And that's the beauty of a funnel. A lot of creatives, especially people who are very creative and not into tech, will kind of cringe at the idea of putting together a funnel, especially because they think funnel's a dirty word. And I'll give it to you that there are definitely times it has felt dirty to me as well, especially in the way it's been marketed by some people. But funnel is not a dirty word. Funnel is a process that takes people from meeting you to getting to know you better, liking you, trusting you, understanding how you can help them, and then connecting with you if they want to take you up on your solution. And my funnel does all of that without me manually having to do anything except the very, very front, creating the content, and the very, very end, connecting with them personally. So that is happening while I'm sipping margaritas. And if you've got a passive income model, if you've got a course or something where you don't even need to connect with people, you literally are just upfront creating content and then you're making money and doing all the things while you're sipping a margarita on the beach or a kombucha, if that's more your vibe. So that is the importance of having a funnel in place. It's so that I can go on vacation and not worry about my business not making money or not growing or not doing whatever it is. My primary focus, if I'm working on vacation, is only client work, client support. That's it. The one piece, because of that, if I am working on vacation, that is really important to me is Wi-Fi. And this is because I have had bad experiences where I think like one time when we were living in Greece for not even if like I think it was 10 days worth of Wi-Fi, I paid a few hundred euros because where we were staying, the Wi-Fi wasn't strong enough for the heavy lifting I needed to do, right? Like when I'm doing content uploads to Kajabi or if I'm doing YouTube uploads or anything that's a heavier file, I need really strong Wi-Fi. Plus, when I'm having my client calls for Zoom, I need to have reliable Wi-Fi. And if I'm staying somewhere, it's essential to me if I'm working that I have really reliable and strong Wi-Fi. And that's just how I plan my trips. I'll only go to places or stay in places where that is a given. If on that vacation, as I said, I plan to work a little bit. Now, I also usually have a backup mobile Wi-Fi. So it's this little gadget that I purchased in Europe, actually. And you just put a SIM card in, a local SIM card in that you pay in advance for Wi-Fi or data usage. And then you can use that as a Wi-Fi hotspot for your computer, your iPad, your phone, whatever it is. So I usually have that backup as well. And again, because if I'm working and I'm committed to my clients and I'm committed to showing up in a professional way, it's my job and it's my responsibility to have everything in place so that I can do that. Now, when I'm on vacation, there's really two parts of this for me. The first is the scheduling, because I do have a daughter and I have gone on vacations with just her before. So like we've gone to Denmark, just her and I together. I've taken her to London, England. Like we've done vacations where it's just her and I. And even if I have someone else with me, my husband's with me or a friend or my family, if they're with me, I still need to make sure that if I'm working, my schedule is going to help me show up for my work with boundaries around childcare and privacy and space for calls and all of that, right? My Voxer support between calls with clients is 100% confidential, which means that I need space and privacy to be able to listen to them and respond to them. Coaching calls are 100% confidential, which means, again, I need space and privacy to be able to do that. So, you know, doing that in a hotel room while my husband watches TV with my daughter in the same room is just not acceptable. Even if they're like listening to a show on an iPad with headphones, like to me, that's not acceptable. So I always need to make sure that there's space and privacy and a schedule that allows me to have that dedicated time to my work and to my clients when we're on vacation. And, you know, usually this happens on vacation. We'll figure out a schedule and a flow so that I get that time to be present to my work and my clients away from, you know, being mom or having distractions, noise, or people around me and in the background. Another big part of what I do when I'm on vacation is the mindset piece. And it's really that belief that rest and play and presence with my family and myself and nature are all things that I deeply value and can prioritize without guilt. Now, In my past, I was absolutely a workaholic. I was conditioned by the hypermasculine hustle model. And I thrive, to be honest, I thrive in that environment. Like, I have so much energy. I'm a manifesting generator. I have so much natural energy that I can work and work and work and work and work and work. And I used to do that. And sometimes, I don't know if you've experienced this, but when I would go on vacation, there would be this wind down period where, like, I would feel kind of like frantic about not working, right? Where I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so bored. What do I even do with myself? Like, I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling wired. Even if I'm tired, I'm wired, but tired. And I would have to like have this wind down period. I no longer need that because my schedule is no longer the hustle. It's no longer that rat race, frantic, nervous system, insane, whateverness. My regular work schedule now feels very spacious and very easeful. And there's so much rest and play in every single day almost that I don't expect in the future that there's going to be much need for a wind down period. But I do still sometimes get the mindset things coming to the surface where there can still be that conditioning around guilt for taking time off, especially when it's a longer time off. Like, I'm going to be working about 20% for a month. And there's definitely, I know, going to be stuff that surfaces. And so I do the mindset work every day, always. And so that's partially happening in advance, but it's definitely happening on vacation. The conscious prioritization and valuing of deep rest and play and being in the bliss of what it is to be alive, connecting deeply with the people I love, allowing myself to have fun, you know, like really immersing myself in the vacation, being present to it and being engaged with it, not just being on a vacation, but being in the vacation, right? Like being present and being nourished by the vacation. So that's the mindset piece for that. So those are how I think about planning for my vacation, taking time off, working away from home, having that digital nomad experience, but also understanding that, you know, I do believe that structure is essential in our business so that we have the space and the freedom to do this stuff. And so I would love you to follow along on my Instagram just to see what that looks like in real life, right? Like, people think that it's too good to be true, but truly it's not. It can be your reality if you allow it to be, if you choose it to be, if you're dedicated to creating that reality. You too can work from the beach, take time off, travel whenever you want, figure out how your business can actually support the lifestyle that you want to lead. And also, just the final note on this is the permission that you get to decide what that looks like. You get to decide how much you want to work, how often you want to work, if you want to work while you're traveling. All of those things get to be decisions you make and integrated into your business model and your systems. This is why I love, love, love doing that structural stuff, talking about the systems and all the things that are maybe less sexy and less glamorous, but they are the infrastructure that allow you to have it all. Thank you again for being here this week. Hang out with me on Instagram at robin.gooding. Make sure you've taken a peek at this week's YouTube video. If you haven't yet subscribed there, please join that community. I so appreciate you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Robin Gooding, and you've been listening to the Profitable Way podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at robin.gooding and join the Facebook community through the link in my Instagram bio. It would mean the world to me if you would subscribe, rate, and review this episode so that I can continue to share this message with other entrepreneurs looking to pursue their dream online. I hope you'll join in next week for another episode, and I hope that you always remember that the best is yet to come.